Hey everybody, welcome to the Good Evening Kitties podcast, a Tales from the Crypt review. I'm Melissa, your ghostess with the mostest, and this podcast is going to be a review of all the episodes off the seasons of the American horror television series, Tales from the Crypt. Basically, this episode is going to explain the history of the show, what it means to me, and basically, you know, just a little bit of trivia about the show and things like that. So yeah, let's go ahead and get started here. Basically what it means to me, the show. I was never a huge horror fan growing up. I was usually more afraid of Halloween and things like that. I mean, now I love it and I watch so many horror movies that I wonder what it does to me. But as a kid, I would see the show, and I always thought the stories were neat. I love a good twist, so I always thought that was really fun at the end of the shows. But something about that the Crypt Keeper would always freak me out. So I would usually avoid watching it if he was on, or you know, like as soon as it was over, I'd be like, "Oh, he's coming back," and I'd not watch it, you know. But as I got older, and got more into it and went back and looked at the show. I mean, it's so, his puns are so bad, they're good. So like, that's one reason it's fun. The show is great because there's so many celebrities and people getting to do different types of stories and different ways they want to interpret it. And it's just a really fun series. It's kind of like, it reminds me of when I used to be afraid of the Chucky movies and things like that. And as I got older and I went back and watched it, I was like, oh my gosh, he's ridiculous, but it's great. You know, it's still super fun, but he's just way more corny than I remembered. And so it's kind of like that in this situation. Now I think Tales from the Crypt is a really great show. So I'm going to go through all the different episodes, maybe have a few guests on the show and just kind of see what happens from there. So basically, here's some information about the show. This information I got is off of their Wikipedia page. The show ran from June 10th, 1989 to July 19th, 1996. It ran on the HBO channel for 7 seasons. It had 93 episodes. And the theme song was written by Danny Elfman. The title of it is basically taken from, there were the EC comics from the 1950s that were a series of the same name, Tales from the Crypt. There's a Vault of Horror and all the different comics like that that originated around that time. Also The Haunt of Fear, Crime Suspense Stories, Shock Suspense Stories, and Two-Fisted Tales. A lot of those comics featured characters such as the Crypt Keeper, among others. And so the show kind of went off from there. Because it was aired and produced by HBO, it was one of the few anthology series that got to have full freedom from censorship. So a lot of the show is a little more graphic than would normally have been on at the time. They didn't have to follow the network standards or practices, and so HBO allowed the series to contain content that, you know, such as, like I said, graphic violence, profanity, you know, sexual nature, nudity, you know, just a lot of, you know, swearing and a lot of great twists. So the show is edited, though, for content when the broadcast was in syndication and got back on basic cable. But when it was on HBO, it was a lot more, you know, they kept everything in. The series began production in the United States, but the final season, so season 7, moved to Britain and had multiple episodes that revolved around British characters. And we'll get to that when we get to season 7. It's a little different than the other 6 seasons, but it's still fun. One fun thing about the show, like I said earlier, was a lot of celebrity guests appear in episodes. So we'll go through that when I go through the different episodes, like who was in it, you know, different trivia about it and things like that. In 1991, Big Screen Records released a soundtrack album that had assorted music from the series, because there were quite a bit of songs and things, especially for like the holiday episodes and all that. It included theme music, songs from 11 episodes, an original song that was called Crypt Jam, which is performed by the Crypt Keeper, who is voiced by John Kassir. I'm pretty sure I'm pronouncing that right. If not, let me know. I think it's Kassir. a music video for Crypt Jam was made and is an extra on the season 3 DVD, which I have. I think I watched it once. It was okay. It was, you know, 90s fun for, you know, what it was. It was fun. 93, there was a Saturday morning cartoon that kind of spun off from this called Tales from the Crypt Keeper. It was definitely toned down, and a lot, you know, the gore was omitted. The Crypt Keeper puppet was now animated. It had more resemblance to the puppet than the version of the Crypt Keeper in the 1950s comics. John Cassier was still retained as the voice. It lasted 2 seasons on ABC and had 26 episodes. Okay, in 1994, there was a Christmas album that was released called Have Yourself a Scary Little Christmas, released by The Right Stuff, which is a subsidiary of Capitol Records. Most of the songs are spoofs, and they're performed by the Crypt Keeper, you know, with like holiday standards. Some of them were called Juggle Bills instead of Jingle Bells, or We Wish You'd Bury the Missus, which is We Wish You a Merry Christmas. Deck the Halls with Parts of Charlie, you know. It had narration and a few original songs mixed in. It also had a black and white reprint of the comic and All Through the House on it in the CD booklet, and that's the episode from season 1, episode 2, and we'll get into that pretty soon, which is a great episode. The album, though, is now out of print. So in 1996, the show ended. In 99, the show was revived on CBS for an additional 13 episodes under the title New Tales from the Crypt Keeper. Due to the Telecommunications Act of 96 that wanted more educational values in cartoons, the final batch of episodes were very much dumbed down. Included more of a morality lesson to it, although it was once again produced by ABC. The Vault Keeper and then the Old Witch, who were characters from the EC comics, the Old Witch and the Vault Keeper were omitted, and the Crypt Keeper usually appeared in disguise, interacting with characters throughout the episode. In 2000, Capitol Records released another album titled Tales from the Crypt, Monsters of Metal. This album is like a compilation of different songs that are horror-themed from popular metal bands, with some narration from the Crypt Keeper, again voiced by John Cassier. Includes bands such as Black Sabbath and Pantera and Anthrax and, you know, Judas Priest and a couple others. From 2005 to 2007, Warner Home Video released all 7 seasons of the series on DVD for what they call Region 3, which is the United States, Canada, U.S. territories, and Bermuda. That's where I'm going to get a lot of my information and, of course, watch the show. I have the whole collection of DVDs that I've already gone through probably at least twice, and we're going to do that again. And the DVDs for season 1 through 3 are unique because they feature an all-new introductions from the Crypt Keeper and different segments that weren't normally in there. They didn't have any of these segments filmed for seasons 4 through 7. There is a Region 2 release of the whole series that has been announced for Germany by 84 Entertainment, who started selling the season 1 DVD box set from June 4th, 2010. The show has won, quite a few awards. It was definitely nominated for many. Some of the awards it won was, in 1991, it won the Motion Picture Sound Editor's Golden Reel Award for Best Sound Editing for a Television Half Hour for ADR. In 1992, the Motion Picture Sound Editor's Golden Reel Award for Best Sound Editing Television Episodic for Effects and Foley. And in 1993, Motion Picture Sound Editor's Golden Reel Award for Best Sound Editing for Television Episodic Effects and Foley. So that's basically some of the history there. It doesn't go, I'm not going super deep into it. That's basically, you know, the show and where it all came from. And it was very popular. It was a great show. And so, you know, we're going to go into different episodes of it and talk about it. Again, I said I'm going to have some guests on here, probably, you know, some friends and stuff that if they had a favorite episode, you know, we'll watch it together and kind of take apart the episode and go through it and, you know, add different little tidbits in. So for the history of it, I have a little bit of trivia here I got off of IMDb. Let's see, a little bit of trivia about the show. John Cassier, again, if that's wrong, please, you know, let me know. Okay, so some of the trivia here for the show. John Cassier, voice of the Crypt Keeper, he often had to swallow lemon juice and honey to help soothe his throat after doing his lines. I could definitely see that. It's not the easiest voice to do. Especially, I would think the laugh would get kind of, you know, would really mess with your vocal cords. The show was also originally only planned for 3 seasons, but it got so popular that it lasted for 7. John Cassier came up with the trademark voice of the Crypt Keeper himself. When he went to audition for it, he used that voice, and producers loved it so much that they almost immediately chose him. It took 6 puppeteers to operate the Crypt Keeper during his scenes, 4 puppeteers alone just for his facial expressions, which I think it was really helpful. I loved the facial expressions of the Crypt Keeper, just watching his eyes and how, you know, excited and emotional they can get, and, you know, just how he moves, and they put him in different scenarios, and it's just really great. John Cassier provided the voice for the Crypt Keeper in this show and Tales from the Crypt Keeper. Totaled to 132 episodes. This show is 93 episodes for Tales from the Crypt, and then the cartoon show had 39 episodes. The introduction sequence that started every episode, it always starts out where it shows like an old house, like old mansion, and it's storming, and the camera's being put through like this point of view shot as it goes through the door, and you go through the hall, and you go downstairs, and then you get to the basement, and then there's like a crypt and like a coffin, and out comes the Crypt Keeper, and he's laughing, and it's like Tales from the Crypt, and it's great. And so that sequence that started every episode is actually the home that they use there is actually the size of a miniature golf course green. It's very small. They used it's probably the size of like when you would go putt-putt golf, I think is what they mean. Like it, like a whole one, you know, it's pretty small. So it was a small miniature model house, and they used these small snorkel cameras that were used to film it. So they would take these snorkel cameras and drag it through to give you the point of view shot. And then the descent into the crypt at the end of the intro is computer generated. But it's a great intro, gets you all excited, fun song, but yeah. So that's a little bit of information on the show. This one's going to be kind of a shorter episode. I'm shooting for, you know, probably at least a half hour or more on the other episodes. But this is just a little bit of a history. And so, yeah, so the next episode will be season 1, episode 1, which is called The Man Who Was Death. And we'll go through there and discuss the episode and, you know, read a little off the DVD and a little more trivia if there is any, you know, and things like that. So thank you very much for listening. And until next time, this is the Good Evening Kitties podcast.
I just had quite a scare. I actually thought my heart